Okay, but here's the thing, though, Charles. Like, here's the thing, at least for me. I see a quality shoe, right? I look at that price tag. I see, damn, $200 for one pair of shoes? That's some bullshit. I see these Converse over here, $50 a pop. Well, how long I can get four pair of shoes.
How long the Converse
gonna last? Yeah, I bought my yellow joints about 2 years ago. So
these joints right here is like 2-3 years old.
They look pretty good for 2-3 years old, man.
That's what I'm saying.
But nah, so
I
like.
Wear them all the time.
So it's like, here's the thing, man. I just can't wear them shoes like that, bro. Cause I personally believe, and this is my opinion, why the fuck would I buy a $200 pair of shoes when I can buy four for the same price? And now I got more range. Okay, so suppose I'm wearing a gray shirt, right?
Nah.
I'm wearing a gray shirt, right? But I bought some gray Converses. Now I can match that with my outfit. But if I just bought one pair of shoe, these black a white pair of Jordans with a gray shirt, it don't match. You see what I'm saying?
With
like
with that logic, then you might as well buy just like white shoes. Like you buy some $10 like white shoes from like Forever 21, and you can wear that shoe with anything.
What you talking, Charles? Like
you can wear white shoes and anything, man.
I ain't gonna lie though. I don't shop at Forever 21 because Forever 21 is. Wait, who am I kidding?
It's pretty cheap.
Oh no, it is.
It's low quality stuff, but it's cheap too.
Oh no. I agree because you remember them. You know them Savage pants I always wear, the blue ones. Mm-hmm. I got that from Forever 21 in Connecticut. I only paid $20 for it, and I still wear them. Like I got that shit a year ago and shit. I mean, sure, it's covered in bleach stains and shit, cause fucking around and all that. But you know. But nah, back to my point. Mental attraction. The best way to describe mental attraction is more like, you know, Charles Xavier, right?
Yeah.
Jean Grey, right? They're both telepaths. You see what I'm saying? Like, mental attraction is like when you sync. It's like you're telepathically linked to somebody. Yeah. Yeah, like you're vibing with them. But just because you vibe with somebody doesn't mean you're mentally attracted to them. You're just vibing with them. Because I think vibing is the first stage to mental attraction. Because when people say, I'm feeling you, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's different than saying, I'm attracted to you. Because when I'm just feeling you, that means, okay, I'm liking what I'm hearing. I'm liking what I'm seeing. When I'm attracted to you, that means I like what I see. I like what I hear. I want it. You see what I'm saying?
I mean, I feel like all attraction, like, it's, like, circumstantial, I guess. Because you spend no time with anybody, like, eventually you get some kind of attraction to them. Where it's, like, a friendship. You want, like, a relationship. Like, something with them.
Yeah. So, as I was saying before we was talking off the mic or whatever, let me clarify. There's multiple spectrums of attraction, at least to me. There's the physical. There's the mental. There's the emotional, and then there's the sexual. Of course, nobody adds the sexual that much because if you think, oh man, I'm physically attracted to her, I automatically want to fuck. No, that's not always the case. Because I got friends like that I really am attracted to physically, but I would never fuck them. Man. Because the other spectrums we don't sync at. You see what I'm saying?
I don't really get what you're saying.
Dre, you know what I'm talking about, bruh. Do you? Have you ever been attracted to a friend and you ain't want, but y'all friendship is so tight or whatever that you wouldn't want to fuck though? You see, nigga.
But what I was saying about,
come on, God.
Is why are you separating physical and sexual?
Why am I separating physical and sexual? Because you don't, bruh. You don't got to be physically attracted to somebody to fuck them, and you don't have to be sexually attracted to them to be physically attracted to them. Take for example like this, man. I see this art piece. I see this art piece of this woman, right? And I see this body looking banging. But it's on a portrait, right?
Okay, what makes someone
sexually attracted to you? To me? I honestly don't know. Because everybody has their different kind of pattern. Because
it's not physical, so what makes them sexually attractive?
What makes them sexually attractive? You know, I guess when they talk about sex a little bit, you know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm...
Dirty talk.
Dirty Talk. Yeah, 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 Dirty Talk. My nigga out here got a brew. Slash that out. Not my nigga. My God. I gotta stop saying that damn word. Anyway, point is this. What separates... What was the question again?
If sexual attraction is different than physical attraction, what makes someone sexually attractive?
Yeah, it's like I said, Dirty Talk. So with Dirty Talk, like, you really get into the mind of somebody sexually. You know what I'm saying? Like, when I'm not the kind of guy that's afraid to ask sexual questions to people. Like, I'll ask some girl, like, how many bodies you got? I ain't afraid to ask that. Other gods might be, but not me. Because I'm an open book, as I would describe myself.
I mean, I said, oh, wait, want to know how many bodies? Maybe, what's the craziest thing you done? Something like that. How many bodies? I don't know. I know that.
I mean, the crazy.
A true answer.
I'll be real. I ain't done a lot of crazy stuff sexually.
Yeah, a true answer. Like, you might ask these girls. Like,
yeah. And then what I did. That was it. But nah, so like. So here's the thing. Drake. Get a brew. Anyway, point is this. What makes sexual attraction and physical attraction different is Dirty Talk. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to get in the mind of you sexually.
I get that. I really don't be doing the Dirty Talk. I
can probably should do that. Nah. First things first, you gotta if you trying to get a joint to know you interested, you gotta let her know you interested. Another thing that kind of irks me is when you say you interested versus when you serious. You see what I'm saying? Like, when I tell a girl I'm interested, that don't mean I want a date. No, that don't mean I want to be with you. That means I want to get to know you more. And then I can decide whether I want to be with you or not. When I'm serious, that means, okay, I'm only talking to you and you only. I want you. Nobody else. Just because I say I'm interested don't mean I'm serious. You see what I'm saying? But why don't you think that physical and sexual attraction are one? Why do you think they're one and the same?
My way of vibing sexually is more physical, so I guess that'd be the simple way of answering that question. I mean, I'm more of a doer than a sayer, talker, a lot more. Well, I don't know. I shouldn't say that because I say a lot of things I'm gonna do and don't do it.
So do I, bro. You don't know.
I don't really know.
Okay, Charles. All right. I think I need to go more in depth about why, what was different about that. Like I said before, I can be physically attracted to somebody and not want to fuck them. Because, like I said, the other spectrums before, I mean, the sexual part, not mixing.
I mean, the friend thing.
First thing is first, if I'm not...
You don't want to mess up a good friendship.
Absolutely. But sometimes, I'll be real with you, sometimes... The people that be your greatest friend or whatever be your best partner. Because if you had a friendship for a girl, if you had a friendship with a girl for a very long time, right? They know you better than your girlfriend. So suppose you and old girl don't work out, right? And this friend been secretly vibing with you for a minute, and she's too scared, or you oblivious. She finally grows the metaphorical balls to speak up, and it works out because, like I said, your friend that you've been friends with for a very long time know you better than your ex. You see what I'm saying? Because, like, there's some things you would not tell your ex, but you would tell your friend. And then you just carry that type of relationship to when y'all get together. You see what I'm saying? But now, the reason why I say what I say about the physical and the sexual, because in order for me to have sex with you, I have to be mentally attracted to you. Because if I find you personally despicable, I ain't trying to fuck you.
So you're saying someone was a total bitch, but it had, like...
But she looked good? No, I ain't fucking.
You couldn't fuck for that day.
No, I ain't fucking. Well, if I do, I probably wouldn't go... I would probably be lazy and, like, I'm not even giving 1%. One thing, I just remember something about a double standard. Like, you know how girls get mad at you if you touch... If you, like, you in the club or whatever, you grab them on the waist and stuff? Yeah, they look at you like...
Oh yeah, I have got that one time. I only ever got that essential, though.
No, that's happened to me before. That's happened to Dre before, yeah, too.
Nigga, you ain't the way that we got turned on before.
Bruh, no. That's what I'm saying, nigga, but you let me get to my point.
That's way too much.
Let me get to my point.
That's way too much. They letting everybody see. You
I was like, you can't be like turn me down like and don't make no fucking scene. Like, I don't care if you turn me down, don't make no scene.
Don't try to embarrass me, bruh. But no, so here's the thing. Here's my point. A girl get mad as you grab her and you curve her, but if a girl just grab my dick out of nowhere and I smack her hand away, she'll blow up on me and shit. Like I'm the bad guy. See, that's that double standard bullshit. You see what I'm saying? But no, so that's what it is. So the spectrum I have is, like I said, physical, mental, emotional, sexual. If I'm physically attracted to you, good. I figure out that I'm mentally attracted to you, good. I figure out we sync emotionally. That's great. Because if I sync with you on all three of those areas, we can fuck. You know what? Two of the areas. It's more so emotional and mental for me. If I don't sync with you emotionally or mentally, we ain't fucking. I mean, sure, if I'm not physically attracted to you, cool, whatever. But if we sync emotionally and mentally, emotionally and mentally, we fucking. What about you, Dre? What is it for you?
No, I'm laughing at him.
I've been listening
to
a little bit what you
say. Okay, Dre, let me clarify. Here's what me and Charles were discussing. I told him that I have four spectrums of attraction before I could have sex with somebody.
Yeah.
First spectrum is physical. Second is mental. Third is emotional. And fourth is sexual. So if I sync with you on the other before the three spectrums or whatever. The three spectrum, we could fuck. Sure, I mean, if I'm not physically attracted to you, but, you know, we sync mentally and emotionally, yeah, we could still have sex, but I probably might not enjoy it as much because I ain't attracted to you. But, what is it for you? That's the question.
I mean, it'd be attraction. You got to have, like, the same views, though. Well, not same views, but...
Like I said, mental. This is me. I find intelligence very attractive. Like, mm-hmm. When people know what the fuck they talking about, you know what I'm saying? Like, that shit's hot, bro. Oh, yeah. But my next question to y'all, bro. If a joint had a pretty face but no body, would you smash her over a joint that's hideous, but her body banging? So like, her body looked like Cherokee the ass.
So we talking about this for like one day, or we talking about like...
One day, fuck buddy relationship. I don't know. Cause my here's the thing. Like, a joint with an attractive face but no body. I mean, that's only good to smash missionary style. Personally, because when I'm doing missionary, I gotta look at your face while we fucking.
I have a lights on.
I'm sorry.
That was perfect time. That was perfect time. That was
good. But Charles, what about you? What you gonna choose though?
I mean, I'll probably choose the body, to be honest. Just cause I've seen that. Like, there's one girl. I seen one girl who had ass like.
So she had watermelon ass.
And she had like a slim waist.
Fat transfer.
It might be a fat transfer. She went to center too. Yeah.
Fat transfer.
Be that much.
It was a girl at Ray I bought over. Not your brother, Hurry.
Oh, you ain't talking about the one that's she a stripper too.
She a stripper?
Remember what time we went to
Diamond Girls.
Diamond Girls. It was me, you, Brandon, and TP.
Oh shit! It was the bartender. It was the bartender, the light skinned one.
I'm saying like she was there.
No, not
that she graduated with either. That's not like a year.
No, not that girl.
Are you talking about the light skinned bartender?
Yeah, she her ass one like this.
I mean, I know who you talking about though.
Nah. That light skinned bartender into
you did see her in the house party and she was dancing with the Q dude. I can't think of his name.
Wait a second.
Yeah, she was dancing.
No, that's probably about 2-3 years ago.
I mean,
there is a joint back at Central that got an ass like that. We call it dinner table because the ass so big you had dinner on it.
I ain't gonna lie, bro.
I mean, she's Thursday. She's probably like 5'9", 5'10".
Nobody was messing with. I know. I talked about Shark a lot. Nobody was messing with that. Like that one girl. He was like, you knew. We was playing.
I got a twerk for Shark. By the way,
we was playing like it's called Nerf War or whatever. In Chitley.
From the Asian?
No.
Oh. Some of the girls from Lumberton.
Yeah, but that ass. I ain't never see her again after that day, but the ass is like fat as fuck.
Oh my god. Like I said, man, she ain't have nothing.
Got a whole lot of something when I seen her that day, though.
She like,
I'm sorry to think Brenda, right? Some, they been getting them some implants or something. There ain't no way.
I ain't say implants. I said fat transfer. When they take it out of the gut and they put it in the ass.
They got to be.
No, bro. Some of these joints don't even be proportionate. Like, she got that.
Natural, though.
But it like can't some
go. It is natural because it's coming out of your stomach.
I ain't talking about that. I'm saying like.
But it can't go from this. Like this. Like, I don't see how hormones work that way.
Ooh, bro.
Food.
In like 2 years. Nigga, all the food.
What the fuck? The ass to leg ratio ain't right, bro. She out here looking like Kim K. Have you seen the picture of Kim K, bro? That shit look crazy. And niggas talking like, oh, man, I would fuck, though. She look like a damn ant.
Bonzi, I don't believe
skinny
them.
Legs and a fat ass.
I don't believe them pictures, though. The reason I don't believe the pictures is they got, you know that surgeon on that Snapchat who he fixed people's ass?
You mean Dr. Miami?
Dr. Miami. You see the athletes on Dr. Miami?
Mm-hmm.
How they be proportional?
Mm-hmm.
Ain't no way Kim Kardashian couldn't afford to get her thighs proportioned to her ass.
No, here's the thing, man.
Ain't no way.
That's the shit that be making me scratch my head. I'm like,
it's
what?
The shit from TMZ. Shit, fake news, bro. It's fake news.
That's the shit.
It is.
No. Here's the thing that be making me scratch my head. There be, bruh. Besides all that, there do be some girls, like, be having the skinny ass legs and that ass fatter than the motherfucker. But it look crazy. So it's like, damn, you like that damn ant from A Bug's Life. But niggas be like, I still fuck, dude. In fact, niggas is getting arrested for that shit. You know what I'm saying? Like,
I mean, yeah, I mean. Dude, Cherokee the ass go to jail?
No, I think she went to jail for getting
it. It was the Buffy the Body one went to jail. Somebody.
No, it was somebody. And her ass is so ass big, I'm like, how the fuck you wipe your ass with all that ass, bro? Her ass was never clean, bro.
Oh my god.
It was like one of them, like, porn stars went to jail for, they was like running a little, like, business of like, injecting shit in people's ass.
I know who you talking about, I just don't know her name.
And somebody died, so.
Oh shit, I ain't gonna laugh at that.
I know who you talking about, I just don't remember her name.
That should be like semen or something they put in there. Something.
It said semen.
Something like rubber or something.
Cement.
Cement, so it's like some rubber or some shit they put in there.
Yeah, I don't know, man. So a bunch of shit that might blow up while you in the airplane. But no, man, that is just like disgusting. And niggas out here, y'all niggas out here glorifying it. You know what I'm saying? Like, be like, damn, bruh, that ass fat dude, bruh. Y'all out here glorifying fat transfer. You know, that kind of shit, that shit kind of pisses me off, though, low-key, because, like,
what about say?
Y'all lazy and y'all don't want to work for it. I mean, sure, you work for this money to get it, but you could have spent that, you could have spent that money somewhere else.
What do you think about that? Is that?
Let me see that. Her thighs are kind of proportionate. Let me see how it look from the front, dude. I ain't gonna lie, bro. Fat transfer. I personally think so.
How about the weekly? You can.
What is that?
She's actually a chef, though.
Okay, go figure.
Somebody love you. The thing on the side, like at home.
And one, oh, shit. And one of them, like, she was like posting. One of them, she was like, man, she was gonna like, she was trying to make like catchy slogans for this shit. And she was like, man, she's like, fuck that. Just look at his ass.
Let me see.
I'm trying to figure out. I'm trying to.
Hey, bro, have you been checking? Yo, bro, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I checked out this joint or whatever, right? I think I might have clicked on the wrong page or whatever, but this girl was on Instagram Live. She was playing with it right on the camera. I was like, okay, nice. But nah, Buck Wild and the Loud King here. I'm your host, Buck Wild, and this is the Loud King. And we got the God Charles with us. What's up? Hashtag Taffy Slayer. Hashtag you wasn't gonna fuck nothing. Hashtag her body on 10. Oh, yeah. I got a great question. I got a crazy question because I asked my brother this like a couple of days ago. Shout out to my brother, Chris. Has there ever been a rap out? What rap album have you listened to where like you... Album. Yeah, album where you like every single song on there? Because like me and my brother yesterday... No, a couple of days ago. You'll be surprised what we say. Get Rich or Die Trying.
Man, why would that be surprising? It's like... That's an album that most people would call like one of the greatest albums of all time, though, at least in hip hop.
Okay.
Charles?
I got some for you. Hold up.
Okay, while we wait, Dre?
Set a playlist to Cadillac Music.
Cadillac Music?
Set a playlist to Cadillac Music.
Is that really the name of the album?
Album, isn't that album? Album.
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 Album. Mm-hmm. Jesus, I've been saying it the wrong the whole time. Forgive my down south accent.
One of them is The Cool. I was at like every song.
By Lupe.
The Cool by Lupe. Damn, bruh.
Like every single song.
Was here
when niggas gotta eat, that's when shit get greasy.
Let me see. Damn, is that the shit my currency I can name?
College Dropout. That's another one where I listen to all the songs. I'm like, I actually like all of them. Cause that one, Kanye wasn't on this bullshit that he on now. Like,
I mean, he's still making good music.
People be tripping.
I ain't say that he don't make good music because I checked out his little lyrical debate with T.I. I mean, I thought that was pretty dope. And I've also checked out a little bit of his new album. Which, speaking of which, y'all check out the Nas album?
Yeah, the cop shot the kid. That shit hard as fuck though.
Yeah, I agree. I haven't listened to all of it yet, though.
Is that how you agree, then?
I listened to that Pacific song, nigga. Damn, what was I gonna say?
Better rhyme than.
Whatever, Dre. Whatever. Is it me or albums getting shorter nowadays?
Chris Brown just did a 45-track album like 2 months ago.
You said 45-track. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about... Are you talking about 45 minutes?
No, 45 tracks. That was like two, 3 months ago.
I feel like this Nas album is very short. It's only like 7 songs on there.
I mean, honestly, there are a lot of albums where I ain't like one song. That's what I'm saying. Okay.
Like what?
Like 3 of Kanye's albums, like one song I didn't really like. So.
I mean, Kanye, the thing about Kanye West though is that's interesting though. Like, there's been some cases of Kanye where I like every song on his albums, and then I just hate everyone. For example, Yeezus. Like, I didn't like a single song on
you there. Hate every song.
You are then.
What?
You can like Blood on the Leaves?
No, I didn't like it.
You like my own?
No, hell no. I think that was his most worst song.
Honestly. I actually like.
Honestly, I thought that shit actually was horrible.
Like, I actually did like Yeezus though, man. Come on, I did like.
Listen. We can agree to disagree. That's why we friends. Because like, here's the thing: I can't be friends with somebody that I don't disagree with something on them. Because if you agree with everything that I say, you're a yes man, and don't nobody want a yes man. And that was Chris Brown's problem initially, why he got in trouble. Because ain't nobody in his corner telling him he need to move better. But no, like...
You put an R on that, too. You like your favorite rapper to get. That's a R. I'm thinking, what you judging about how good a rapper they were and actor?
So, like, I guess it's like a combination of both. Like, who's your favorite rapper? Well, favorite rapper who can't. So, like, adding both together.
That's like... And, like, you look at somebody like DMX and 50 Cent. They just play themselves.
What are you talking about?
DMX and 50 Cent just be playing themselves.
The picture really. I sent to you.
Oh shit. You sent me a picture? Oh. Okay, so here's what the thing on the thing says. It says, first things first, it says, who's your favorite rapper who can act? It's got Pac, Ice Cube, Will Smith, Ludacris, Queen Latifah, the mighty Mos Def, also known as Yasiin Bey, T.I. Common, 50 Cent, LL Cool J, Ice-T, and DMX.
Alright, pick your top three.
Top three, Pac, Mos Def, Common. There you go. Because I'll be real with you, like, I still listen to Common music to this day. I mean, sure, he's not as good as he was back in the 90s when he first came out.
He wow.
What are you talking about?
How you give somebody a compliment and like disrespect him at the same time?
I said sure. I'm saying Common is good, but he's not as good as he used to be. And it's the same case with 50. Like, 50 Cent was on some hard shit when he came out.
What?
No, 50 Cent, bruh, Animal Ambition was terrible. I'm sorry. I ain't like it. It had like a few hot tracks on there. But overall, as an album, not that good.
That was 4 years ago.
Yeah, that lets you know, like, how 50 Cent been putting out music. 50 Cent ain't came out with an album in 4 years.
Put out like a project, I want to say like a year or two ago.
I thought he dropped
like 3 or 4 songs like within the last.
I had to check them out because I'll be real with you. I don't be checking for 50 music anymore.
Like, I'm the man or whatever.
Are you talking about
how long ago that came out?
The Kane and Tate.
Yeah.
The Big Kane and Tate, that was 2010. I think no, because Power, because that came out around when Power.
Big Ten. That's what you're talking about. The Kane and Tate that came out like.
Big Ten was dope. I like that.
It was 2015 because it was like right when I was graduating from Central. Well, I mean, you was graduating from Central.
I gotta check out the Big Kane and Tate. I haven't heard it yet.
It's not the Big Kane and Tate. It's the Kane and Tate.
The Kane and Tate.
Yeah.
Okay, it's Big Ten. The Big Ten tape was dope. I like that.
Yeah, he's not making good music anymore.
Because he hasn't recently. Okay, let me.
You haven't been listening.
Okay, fine, nigga. Fine.
That's what a lot
Animal people, Ambition was whack.
A lot of people always say that and don't listen to music. Like, they ain't made nothing. Niggas, have you been searching for their music?
No. Bruh. Nobody's checking for 50 musically.
You not?
He got some views on YouTube though. He got some views.
I'm gonna say, like, just because you not checking it out, the other people not.
He got some views on YouTube.
He got views on YouTube
because though. The name behind it, bro. Now, seriously, here's the thing: 50 Cent is a great businessman, but from what I've heard, and this is years ago, this is my assessment from years ago. He need to stay away from rap. Okay, get the strap.
I mean, honestly, being on Instagram, that's how you kind of like stay relevant. Like, that's how Plies kind of came back. We're being man, online.
50 Cent be beefing with dudes. Like, seriously, he beefed with his baby mama. Like, he wanted Ja Rule. Like, Ja Rule sent a man to stab him and shit.
Honestly, it's probably just for, like, publicity, honestly. It's all probably publicity. It's not.
50 Cent baby mama ain't doing well out here, though, from what I heard.
Who be your top three?
I mean, what we judging on? Like, do I like him as a rapper or how good actor they are?
I mean, like, this album judging, like you view both of them, like, as rapper and actor. Like, it's three people you like best as rapper and actor together.
Oh, damn, I didn't even see the bottom half of it. Wait, is this the bottom half of it?
No, it's...
Oh, that's a separate one.
It's two different pictures, yeah.
No, I'm pick. I don't know. I'm probably pick. DMX, 50 Cent,
Alright.
Man, eyes are ludicrous.
Alright, Dre. So, if what you're saying is wrong or whatever, let me ask you this. Is 50 Cent as good as...
Why is it going back to the same shit? Like,
I want to know, though. I'm curious. Is 50 Cent as good now as he was when Get Rich or Die Trying came out?
Nigga, is it 2003?
That was 15 years ago.
Okay, so is it 2003? Is it yes or no question?
No.
Okay. Can he rap about the same shit he did in 2003?
No.
Alright, it's gonna be a different experience. Everybody's not gonna like wanna hear
if somebody's doing something different. Like,
but take Jay-Z, for example. Jay-Z ain't rapping about the same shit that he did years ago, and he's still good. Still relevant.
Because people get tired about hearing about that shit. That's where the whole thing, shit about Pusha T. Grandma selling drugs.
No, but the shit, oh my God, the funny shit ever. It's like, damn, what do you mean? It was like, would it be like judging other rappers about like, you know, rapping about like bullshit and all that? But it was like, it was like, insert a Pusha T coat line, and it was like, it showed somebody going crazy over the bars. Like, I wish I could find the memes, I could show you. That shit funny as hell. I never get tired of listening to Pusha T though, because, I mean, it's good music. It's like, it's
literally. I mean, different. Yeah, but it's like, yeah, he do be talking about
down south niggas ain't typically, down south dudes ain't typically lyrical.
I don't know who you listen to.
We had this whole debate. We had this whole debate, and I won the class. We had this whole debate.
Down south rappers really. Okay. Let me clear.
It's who you listen to.
No, I'm gonna ask you. This is what I'm gonna ask you next. Okay, who up north really killing it right now?
Nobody. Lyrical niggas don't. Sorry, but lyrical niggas ain't really like. Nobody checking for that shit. Nobody checking for lyrical niggas.
Nobody checking for Cole? Where you from? Fayetteville? You from an hour away, right? What is that? That's down south, right?
Dre killing me with the sarcasm.
Yeah.
This nigga crazy. Mm-hmm. But nah, so here's what it is like.
Okay. Still 950.
J. Cole is from down south. That's true. All right, would you consider somebody like Paul Wall lyrical though?
Why bring up Paul Wall?
Okay.
Because he a down south nigga, and he's as south as you can get. He from Houston though. Yeah.
That's Brandon.
I mean, honestly, you can't really. You can't really judge somebody's music where they from because of like the internet stuff. So. We're being influenced by people influenced by people from everywhere.
Okay. All right.
That's why you got people like
I take back what I said.
They sell up north sound
because nowadays up north dudes ain't lyrical, really that lyrical.
And then people always say like you got lyrical people down south, but like you got niggas like Big Crit, J Electronica.
That's what I was going to say. That's what I was going to say.
Okay, let's get in my.
That's what I'm going to say.
Feel my T.I. Ghetto Boys, UGK. 8 Ball, MJG, Ludacris, shit. Tell me, ain't no niggas down south, ain't lyrical. That's who you listen to.
T.I., do you say T.I.?
I said T.I.
Oh. T.I.'s lyrical? Hell, I like T.I. more so than. And more so than them other rappers that you mentioned.
I was gonna say, you can't say niggas down south ain't lyrical if you don't listen to them.
Okay, fine, Dre. I'll take the L on that one. But okay, let's not front like mumble rap is not in demand.
I mean, mumble rap just ain't down south.
It's all over. Rich the Kid. They say Rich the Kid is a mumble rapper. Personally, I don't know because I ain't listened to none of his music. But
I understand everything he said.
They say Lil Uzi Vert is mumble rap. He from Philly.
I mean, some of us, I mean, say me either.
Now, I've heard an Uzi Vert song. I've been like, what the fuck this nigga
some
saying?
Some of the stuff he's like, you can't say anything. But most of the stuff is.
You talking about Richard Uzi?
What? Uzi.
Alright.
I'm in the alley.
Kodak Black. They say he a mumble rapper. He from Florida.
I don't see how they say he mumble. That nigga, like, he clear as fuck. And he got a message in, like, most of his music.
It'd be hard to understand because my jaw keep locking.
Life for him, so he first drop.
The Tunnel Vision music video was pretty dope.
Well, we skipped it though. Get back to, alright. What you say your three was again? You said.
My three, I said, was Pac, Mos Def, and Common.
That's all we said.
I'm going with DMX, 50 Cent. I'm thinking between Ice Cube and Ludacris, but I just picked That's pretty ludicrous.
Sorry. Hey, man. So I'm going, Ice-T was hot.
So I'm going by the...
back in the day, man.
The movie resume and, like, music. So they both kind of match each other.
So we know Pac was in Juice, clearly.
Nigga, stop cutting me off. I'm trying to say my point. I'm going to go Mos Def. I said Ice Cube. I like pretty much everything in. And the last one gonna be hard though. It could either be, it'd be a toss up between like Common and 50 for the last spot. Now I would give it to Pac. He like, he tied for like my favorite rapper. He like, I feel like he should have like more. He ain't have enough time to put in more moves.
He died at 25, man.
Nah, he had Juice. He had Poetic Justice.
Oh yeah, he was in Poetic Justice.
He had a movie where he was undercover cop.
Oh, he did. Yeah, dude. He had a movie. He was on drugs.
Yeah, above the rim.
Above the rim.
I forgot about all the movies he was in.
He had about four or five, maybe like six movies.
He had one more when he was on drugs. On heroin though.
But damn, I didn't even see that. Yeah. So. I just felt like he ain't like, because of the unfortunate situation, he had enough time to like show his full spectrum though. But he definitely been on that for both lists. But I've just seen more work from him. That's what I've seen, like, from Ice Cube, Mos Def, and, like, 50 and Common, though. I've seen, like, a lot of their, like, work or whatever. On TV or movies.
That's true. But, nah, Charles, what about, why you? Why did you select your three?
I'm with DMX. I definitely love his music. And
it's dark and hell is hot.
50 Cent, same thing. Classic. Ludacris.
A classic.
I don't know. I didn't really think about how many, I forgot how many movies Pop was in.
Yeah.
So, I don't know.
Alright.
I just really fuck with Ludacris' music. Not so much his movies, but I picked them just because of Fast and Furious. Really. Be honest with you.
Ludacris was also in this other movie.
Hustle and Flow.
He was in another movie that was like on some scary shit. I forget.
I don't know about scary, but I know he was in Crash too, though. Hey, look at the next picture I've seen of them.
And now what's this one?
Pick your top five though. Just off that list.
My top five?
Yeah, from that list.
It's funny you say that because I was just about to ask y'all who was y'all top five favorite MCs of all time. But you know what? Never mind. We got a list.
Yeah, I was going for the list that you got right there.
Alright. I already made my list. Boom. Yeah.
So go ahead then. You go first then.
You want me to rank it?
You gotta go. I mean, unless you want to. But I'm just gonna name the five.
Alright. Okay. Jay-Z. Is that Royce the 5'9"? With the Boston hat next to Eminem?
No, that's
I would have thought that was him. Styles P!
It might be Sean Price, I'm gonna say.
I don't know that. If that was Royce the 5'9", I would have put him up there. But if it's not him, then never mind. Okay. Jay-Z. Eminem. Nas. Lil Wayne was on some shit, I think. I personally think Wayne is dope. Before the Carter 4. Because I didn't really like that. And 50. There you go. That's my top five.
That's only three. I heard Eminem, Jay, Wayne, and 50. You said Styles P?
No, not Styles P. Andre 3000. No, wait. I'm stuck between Andre and Kanye. To be real with you, like, Kanye is dope. Like, Kanye, I mean, despite that, you know, he makes me scratch my head sometimes.
We just listen to that music.
No!
I'm just saying
that even though Kanye be saying some outlandish shit, he's really musically dope.
Hey, what about you, Charles?
Kanye West.
It's gonna take me a minute, and my opinion might offend a lot of people, so I'm gonna go last.
Did I say Lil Wayne?
Excuse me.
You did say Lil Wayne.
Like, okay, good. Because Lil Wayne was good before the Carter 4.
Alright, so I'm going. Definitely got to get Andre 3000 off the board. Jay-Z. Okay. I mean, his last three counts. Give it Kendrick. Damn. Hold up. Let me take the bet. Cause like I'm going out with like people I like and like impact they got on me. So I'm gonna keep Andre and Jay. I got a little 50 in there. Cause he like. He like the first artist that we like curse in front of the dope. That's like my favorite rapper when I was younger. Still fuck with him all to this day. There, should give me Kendrick. Damn, it's hard. I'm gonna get Big Boy.
So put him in order or just saying?
Nah, I'm just saying. But I mean, Andre above everybody though.
So I'm gonna just go and piss people up.
All right, go ahead. Okay. Go ahead, say it.
All right, at number one, I'm putting Kanye West. Number two, I'm gonna pay Andre 3000.
Okay, that's reasonable.
At number three, is all right. Yeah.
Jesus, I need some bigger pants.
Number three, I'm Pete Kendrick.
Okay.
Four, I'm Pete Jay-Z, and if I win.
I mean, it ain't bad. Like, it's about how you listen to them.
Okay. Yeah, I don't agree with everything that you made, but okay.
I know, I'm putting Kendrick over Jay-Z.
Nah, it's not even that. It's like, when I look at it, it's like, I would've put more on there, but I'm just going by, like, all the music I heard, like, who I listen to, like more frequently.
And I honestly,
I would have neither, but, like, I just listen to some of the artists more, though.
But honestly, it was all said nothing. I don't know. Yeah. I feel like some of these, like Drake's, like Kendrick's and like J. Cole's, they might like pass some of them.
I mean, it could be possible.
I don't know.
I mean, this is my personal book, like, ain't nobody gonna pass it enough for me, though.
Well, ain't nobody really making classic albums besides Ali. Like maybe Kendrick. J. Cole, I guess, made.
KOD was good.
He made like one.
Cold World?
No. Before it's a drive, I guess that's gonna be a classic.
I mean, Born Center classic to me though.
Born Center was good all the way through. But I don't know if it's classic, people didn't like it like that. I don't feel like.
But
that's why I say that.
Cause like I think about it like
what about Born Center? Yeah.
No, I'm saying when the
I just said that shit. Yeah. You'll be listening. Well, like what was it? The song he got. We got Mike Epps at the beginning, like Runaway. Like for a while, like it was always come back on my shuffle playlist when I'm riding the white work.
With like, Runaway.
I used to skip this shit. I was like, I don't want to hear that shit right now. But then like one day about like 2 weeks ago, I'm like, fuck it, I'm gonna play. I'm like, damn, I forgot how hard this shit was. Like just went back and played like some of the album notes.
He was like, Married Man acts so different when they put it in. Yeah. But like, oh, something. Yes, I'm going to play golf. Or
he said Married Man act different when they with the women, when they without women.
He said, sit with the women. He said, hey, how's it going? Oh, yeah. Let's take it easy with the family. Let's take it easy with the family. They say, you seen without the young wife? He's like, hey, what a bitches is that? Nigga, what a bitch is
that's it. I mean, that shit be real, though. That shit real.
And I agree.
And like I said, I like that all the way through. But I mean, it didn't seem like people caught on to that.
All right,
it might be in the future, but
all right, it had to cut off. It had to, like, nigga. He wasn't the number one with that shit.
Oh, really?
Like, cause like when that was the same. I always remember that. Cause that same day, Kanye, him, and Mac Miller dropped on the same day.
Oh yeah.
So the first week, Kanye got the number one, then like he came back either the second or third week and took the number one spot.
But
so, like people had to fuck with the album.
But it wasn't like 4 years drive when people just like every time like I leave the cab or something, I see people just standing outside playing.
I don't know. I mean that was just like a
even though I ain't even fuck with 4 years drive the way I fuck with Born Sinner. Because to be
honest with you. I only listened to Four Steel Drive like one time all the way through, like since it came out. To be honest with you,
I don't think I ever listened to it all the way through. Damn. But I listened to Born Sinner all the way through.
Yeah, I listened to Born Sinner many times. And like the reason I feel that because it was kind of like a time capsule, like in my life. Because I was like in the freshman year, going into the summer right before sophomore year started. To like a lot of the songs, the shit he was talking on there, I mean, I can relate to like certain points in my life at the time. So that's why certain albums and mixtapes mean more to me, because like whenever I hear them, I go back to like a certain point in my lifetime. Like Take Care, Always Gonna Be Like That, Nothing Was the Same.
You talking about Take Care by Drake?
Yeah. Damn.
This is a dope song. I got on my little playlist. Go ahead.
Goddamn, what's that, Kendrick's second album?
Good Kid, Mad City?
That's his first album.
Damn.
To Pimp a Butterfly. Like, I remember that was like junior year. Goddamn, I was in Chile. I was already had my own room and two big shits and all that. So I just remember, like, certain shit. Like albums, it takes me back to like a certain point of life though. So like, that's what certain albums and mixtapes like mean more to me than like others though.
All right. So aside from that damn list, cut the list all together. Who's your top five MCs?
My number one is still gonna be, Kanye West. That'll be a 101.
Okay.
I'm sticking to that. I mean, I'm trying to think of the rest of them.
So I got two lists. So my top five, Andre, y'all's gonna be number one. We got Tupac at two, but he kind of like tied for one though. Cause like those two like mean more to me than anybody. Got Jay-Z. After that, like he like it kind of like substitute people in. I don't know.
Let me go ahead and start. My top favorite MC of all time is Nas. Not just cause some of the stuff, I mean, I'll be real with you, like some of the stuff I can't really relate to what he's saying, cause like he grew up in the boroughs of Crown Heights. I mean, I didn't grow up in no borough. I grew up poor, don't get me wrong, but I wasn't selling drugs and shit and beefing with niggas like that.
I mean, I'm about to say Miles selling drugs.
Yes.
He sold drugs. Ain't nobody sold drugs.
Most rappers in the 90s sold drugs.
He talked about it, I don't know how true it is what he talked about.
Anyway, Nas is one of the best. That brings me to our next point. Nas is one of the best storytellers of all time in rap. Personally, like when I listen to a Nas song, I feel like I'm there reading it in a book and it's alive right in front of me.
I really think Nas is one of the best storytellers of all time. And me and my brother actually confirmed it. Shout out to my brother Chris again. My second MC, favorite MC of all time. Y'all might hate me a little bit for saying it, but Eminem. Mostly because
I hate that, you was saying. Why'd you put him on the list? Huh? He was up there.
No, he was on the first one, not the second one.
Yeah, you didn't say his name though at all.
I did say Eminem, nigga.
I don't remember you saying it, but go ahead though.
You ain't been on loud yet, and you already forgot stuff. Anyway, point is this: Eminem, because Eminem is just over. Well, I'm not gonna say overall, cause like Eminem, I mean, he can't make good club songs. Like, no,
it's like that song.
Ass like that.
Oh, ass like that. Ass like that.
I fuck that shit.
I didn't really like that song, and I didn't like what's that one where he go at Michael Jackson?
Oh yeah, he said like
just lose
my body. He's like touch my body.
Just lose it. Just lose it. I didn't like that song, but you know, Mockingbird.
I mean, he got good.
Like Toy Soldiers,
Slim Shady, the Slim Shady LP, Marshmallow LP, like
the real like Slim Shady.
That's two glasses right there. Two glasses.
The real Slim Shady without me.
I fuck with like with some of the relapse and like recovery though. Like
Eminem's first album.
I can't remember the name of the song, but he started a song called he said, I was born with a dick in the brain. Yeah, fucked in the head. I can't think of the name of the song, but I'm like, this nigga crazy. I fuck with this shit though.
Alright.
Crack a Bottle, I like that too.
I really like Crack a Bottle. Personally,
hey, is you what you like? I say what I like.
Yeah, nigga, I'm just saying. You saying that you like it? I'm saying I don't agree with it. But now, so Eminem got a lot of classic. My personal favorite album of Eminem is the Marshall Mathers LP 1.
Oh yeah, it's classic.
Great damn album, absolutely fantastic.
Mm-hmm. All right, keep the list going.
All right, keep going. My third, Jay-Z. Jay-Z, because Jay-Z shows evolution. You see what I'm saying? Like, Jay-Z was rapping about selling drugs and cutting coke or whatever back when he first started in Reasonable Doubt and shit. You know, he was this big time kingpin drug dealer or whatever. I guess that's what his persona was. And you know, also he also rapped about street shit. I think that's called mafioso hip hop, I'm not sure. Don't quote me on it. But he went from that to rapping about some CEO shit. Something to aspire to. Evolution, brother. That's why I fuck with Jay-Z. Now, Jay-Z's favorite album, I would personally say the Blueprint one.
You talking about, he's talking about, what did he say? He said he bought some artwork for $1 million. 3 years later, it's worth $2 million.
You talking about?
Or something like that. Four.
What did he say?
He was trying to show
$8 million. Okay.
I mean, I think he was kind of like showing like a house. It's kind of like real estate. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, real estate property doesn't depreciate.
Number four.
Lil Wayne. Lil Wayne. No. Lil Wayne. No. Scratch him off. Talib Kweli. I personally think he's better than Mos Def. Huh?
I never heard anybody put him in their top before.
Well, Talib Kweli is good. He's very underrated, though.
I didn't say he was it. I never heard anybody put him in his tops before.
Because I personally think he's very underrated. Like, I forgot. Damn. What was that album that he put out for free? I thought that was pretty dope. Because, like, he said that album was going to go towards charity. I forget what it is.
I don't have a particular favorite album by Talib Kweli. I just like a few songs by him. Most of them I really fuck with. Because Talib Kweli is like a conscious brother. Like, his name in Swahili means student seeker. And I think that shit's dope. And it's his real name too. Fifth and final, Ghostface Killah. I've been saying this, and y'all can disagree with me y'all want to. Ghostface is the best out of Wu-Tang.
I mean, it's debatable.
It's debatable. Who you think is better than Ghostface out of Wu-Tang?
I mean, my two favorite personally is like Method Man and Raekwon. I mean, I like Ghostface too, though. But those are two who I heard like more they work than anybody out there.
Yeah, be real with you, like, them two were the only ones that really, well, Method Man and, you know, Raekwon were the only ones who really put out a lot of solo work. I mean, Ghostface really ain't.
I mean, I did like that Lucasaur is up.
Like Ghostface, like, yes, Ghostface Killer Iron Man was a classic.
It did a crazy thing about it. So then Drizzy, well, he was still back in the phase where like he was like going out with shit. Like he would play like that, play that shit. He had it on CD. He was playing shit when he was like going to the club and shit. And that shit was hard.
That shit is good. Shit was like always. What? Good. Yeah. Every song was good.
Liquid Source. Yeah. I definitely agree. Liquid Source was dope. Is it? But is Liquid Source better than Only Built for Cuban Links? Because I think Cuban Links is better.
I have to go back and listen to both of them though to like just answer that like right now. Yeah. Hey, Charles, you know.
All right, you next.
Next what?
Nigga, list your top five rappers. Damn.
I'm gonna think about that, man. I really. Don't know.
Why are you thinking? So I only did three for mine, but I'm like, I'm gonna do rappers like these like who made like a big impact on me though. So they could be like current or like past. So definitely, I got like Currency on that list. Like, I'm rocking breath for like shit, it's 2018. Like 10 years plus now.
Damn, when did Currency come out?
She been out since like 02, 03.
Damn, I didn't even know that.
It don't seem like.
No, it really don't seem that. Like I only heard a few songs with Currency in it. You know what I'm saying? Like Bottom of the Bottle. What the other damn song I heard? By another R&B person. Forget it. Keep it moving.
Let me see.
Big Crit. It'll come back to me.
It made like a big impact on me.
So,
50 as well.
Paul Craig. Love his name, Spread. This is what he's guest.
Who else I was saying? Damn, this shit always hard being put on the spot. I said like those three like make a big impact. Definitely Kanye.
What the fuck?
So who you,
I'm somebody from the West Coast.
Who you think is the best group?
Oh, best hip hop group.
Best group.
That's hard, man.
So group, duo, you consider both the same?
G-Unit was dope.
So what you classify as a group? Is it?
I would classify a group as more than one person. So like a duo, like Outkast is a group. To me,
you know as much out there.
You said Outkast in there. Hey man, Stan on Kill You. Classic.
You can't even call it classic by pronouncing it wrong. It's Stan on You.
Oh really?
He said Stan on Kill You. I'm like, what the fuck is that?
Damn, that's how I really thought that's how you pronounced it. Well,
they even all throughout the album say Stan on You. Like all throughout the album.
Okay. I had to take the L on that one.
The hip hop head right there.
You are. Who would you say you were? Well, you asked the question, so I guess you could go last though.
Alright. And Outkast is there up there too, but if I had to choose the best rap best rap group,
you can even say label too, because like some labels almost like groups. Like
nah, I ain't gonna say that. No, I know who I'm gonna say now. Wu-Tang Clan.
I mean, I'll probably say Outkast too. But,
Wu-Tang Clan, man.
They definitely.
The original nine members. There you go.
He had one bad album though. I say they don't got one bad album.
Who?
Like even Idlewild, like if you listen to like, cause they made like official soundtrack for the jump.
AT like, Aliens.
Shit was hard too though.
But nah, yeah. Wu-Tang Clan, 36 Chambers. Fire.
I know.
Absolute fire.
A group that I wish I would like, I was new by all this to like Company Single. But I wish I would listen to more when I was like younger though. It was like Mobb Deep though.
Oh damn, I forgot about Mobb Deep. Rest in peace to the Prodigy.
Niggas got some. Not the first album, but the second one, like this shit hard as fuck though.
What album was Shook Ones on? Part two?
Damn, that shit killing me. That's the second one. Yeah, it's not Hell Hath No Fury, the one before. No, I'm tripping. That's Clips. It's not Hell on Earth, but the one before that one.
Okay.
The one got started, beginning, and all that shit on there.
Gotcha. My nigga, like, yeah. Wu-Tang Clan, best album, best rap group of all time. You calling?
And it was on The Infamous.
He said, answer it. Nigga, he said, answer it. Jesus Christ. Anyway, I think that concludes the podcast today. This is Buck Wild and the Loud King podcast. I'm your host, Buck Wild. Peace out. Peace and prosperity to the earth. Boxing match with Eric coming soon. Later.